Chapter 4. A Dream. We sat in silence for a little while. Well, not really sat. She was still lying on the tombstone and I sat next to her. Suddenly, she put her hands around my face. "You've got a good, kind face. I like it," she said quietly. The way she said it made me feel all nice inside. Not excited like on the bus, but like I'd found a girl I really wanted to be serious about. "Listen," I said, "since I met you this evening, something's changed for me. I don't know how to explain it. I want to come and collect you in the evenings after work. You'll come outside and see me waiting. Smile and take my arm. I'll carry your bag for you. And sometimes we'll go to a little cafe to eat. The waitress will know us and say, 'Curried eggs as usual.' We'll sit down and tell each other about our day. I'd like to buy you things too," I went on. It was just like thinking aloud. "Sometimes flowers. And then for birthdays and Christmas, something you saw in a shop window, perhaps. I'd go and buy it in secret, and it would cost a lot of money, but I wouldn't mind. And you'd be so surprised and happy when you opened it. I can just see your face." I didn't want to say anything about marriage. It was too soon for that. But I did say, "I know I'm not as elegant as those men in uniform, like the Air Force, but I'd like to have a romantic relationship with you." Suddenly, she took her hands from my face and closed her eyes. "Were you ever in the Air Force?" she asked. Her voice had become quite hard and serious, as if she was anxious. It was strange. No, I answered. I served my time in a mechanics unit. I'm pleased, she said. You're good and kind. Why? What's wrong with the Air Force? I asked. What have they done to you? They destroyed my home, she said immediately. That was the Germans, not our men, I corrected her. It's all the same. They're killers, aren't they? She responded. Her voice wasn't hard anymore. It was sad and gentle. I put my arms around her. "Listen," I said, "it's raining hard. I'm going to take you home now." "No," she said, "I always go home alone. I can take care of myself. I want you to go back home now. I'll be angry if you refuse." I looked at her perplexed. I'm not leaving you here," I said. But she put her hand over my mouth. "Do as I say," she ordered. "Get up now and go home. And in the morning go to work like you always do. I want to be alone." Then I remembered about her parents. "Can I meet you after the cinema tomorrow evening?" I asked. "And every evening after that?" She didn't answer. She only smiled and looked at me. "Kiss me again, stranger," she said.